In West Texas, drilling for oil is a huge business and times are very good. But last month, authorities in Odessa, in Ector County, suspected they'd found something very bad going on. The discovery came at Odessa's sewage treatment plant, which receives wastewater from homes and industries. It was malfunctioning because the wastewater flowing into the plant was heavily polluted with an industrial solvent, a chemical that was highly toxic and corrosive. Susan Redford is the Ector County judge.
We were lucky that we were able to work with the city of Odessa to track down the source and to get that stopped because the long-range ramifications could have been quite costly.
A costly threat, she says, to both the equipment at the treatment plant and to the area's groundwater if the chemical got into streams and rivers. But what was a possible source? Last month, Odessa police interviewed employees of a company that has an industrial lot along Interstate 20. The company, Roy Well Services, Inc., provides chemicals and equipment for fracking and other drilling operations, according to the company's website. We couldn't get a comment from Roy Well Services, Inc., which is based in Houston. But according to a lawsuit Ector County has now filed against the company, the employees told police that there was a pit on the lot that held a mix of waste acids and other chemicals, and that some of them were so powerful that if you threw a rock into the pit, it would quickly dissolve. The suit says employees told police that waste from that pit was drained directly into a manhole that led to the city's sewer system. In Ector County, officials have for years now said that while the oil boom is great, they are getting stuck with having to police it. Because while Texas state regulators usually take the lead in monitoring the drilling industry, there are related activities that are falling through the cracks. Again, Ector County Judge Susan Redford.
What we're finding is that there's so much confusion in this area of law regarding who is responsible for what.
So who is responsible? In the case of Roy Well Services, Inc., the state's oil and gas regulator, the Railroad Commission, said it had no record of the company. In an email to us, the commission explained that's probably because the company provides chemical services and isn't a drilling company per se. The commission said it doesn't regulate service companies. The commission said the company might fall under the jurisdiction of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, the TCEQ. So we asked the TCEQ. Nope, it said it had granted the company no permits in Ector County. But now with the allegations of illegal dumping, the TCEQ said it will consider whether the facility in Odessa might have to get a permit to continue operations. Should more be done to monitor and regulate chemicals and hazardous waste in the drilling industry? We asked Tryon Lewis, a Republican state representative from Odessa, who serves on a committee that oversees environmental regulation.
Whether it's the TCEQ or the county, there's a limit to what any agency can do as far as monitoring on a day-to-day and transaction basis the activities in the oil fields. It's too dynamic. There's too much going on.
And besides, Lewis says most everyone in the oil fields obeys the law. State Senator Kel Seliger also represents West Texas and likewise didn't see a need for change.
I'm not aware that there is any inadequacy in statute that needs to be addressed. Those statutes simply need to be enforced.
Senator Seliger agreed that Ector County has a problem, but he said it's not clear that it was one state agencies could fix. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.